Well, good morning. It is January 8th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to be reading Genesis chapter 8, Matthew chapter 8, Ezra chapter 8, and Acts chapter 8. So let's get into the Word today. Genesis chapter 8 this morning. And God remembered Noah, and every living thing, and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the water assuaged. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated. And the ark rested in the 7th month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat. The mountains decreased, and the waters decreased continually until the 10th month, in the tenth month. And then in the 10th month, on the 1st day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the windows of the ark, which he had made. And he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. And he also sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her, and pulled her in unto him into the ark. And he stayed yet another 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. And so Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. Then he stayed yet another 7 days, and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him any more. Then it came to pass in the 601st year, in the 1st month, the 1st day of the month, and that the waters were dried up from off the earth. Then Noah removed the covering of the ark, and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And in the 2nd month, on the 720th day of the month, was the earth dried. And God spake unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee, and bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee, of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wife with him. And every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth, after their kinds, went forth out of the ark. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast, and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. And while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. That was Genesis chapter 8. Let's move on over to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 8. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleaned. And Jesus saith unto him, See thou, tell no man, but go thy way, and show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into utter darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. And when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side. And a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus saith unto him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Then another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the sea was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? And then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? And when he was come to the other side, into the country of the Gerasenes, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs exceedingly fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? And there was a good way off from them, and herd of many swine feeding. And so the devils besought him, saying, If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of the swine. And he said unto them, Go. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of the swine, and behold, the whole herd of the swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea, and perished in the waters. And they that kept them fled, and went their way into the city, and told everything, and what was befallen to the possessed of the devils. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart of their coasts. That was Matthew chapter 8. Let's move on over to the book of Ezra. Ezra chapter 8 this morning. Ezra chapter 8. Ezra chapter 8. These are now the chief of their fathers, and this is the genealogy of them that went up with me from Babylon in the reign of Artaxerxes the king, of the sons of Phinehas, Gershom, of the sons of Ithamar, Daniel, of the sons of Davin, Hattush, of the sons of Shechaniah, of the sons of Pharosh, of Zechariah, and with him were reckoned by genealogy of the males 150, of the sons of Pahath-Moab, Elihanani, and the son of Zeraniah, and with him 200 males, of the sons of Shechaniah, the sons of Jahizel, and with him 300 males, of the sons also of Aden, Ebed, the son of Jonathan, and with him 50 males, and of the sons of Elam, Jeriash, the son of Atilaha, and with him 70 males, and of the sons of Shephatiah, Zebaniah, the son of Michael, and with him 80 males, and of the sons of Joab, Obadiah, the son of Jehiel, and with him 218 males, and of the sons of Shaholamith, the sons of Josephamith, and with him 103 males, and of the sons of Bebai, Zechariah, the sons of Bebai, and with him 28 males, and of the sons of Azgad, Johanan, the son of Hakatan, and with him 110 males, and of the sons of Adonikim, whose names are these, Eliphaleth, Jeiel, and Shemaiah, and with them 80 males, and of the sons also of Bigvai, Uthai, and Zabud, and with them 70 males. And I gathered them together to the river that runneth to Ahava, and there abode we in tents 3 days, and I viewed the people and the priests, and found there none of the sons of Levi. Then sent I for Eleazar, for Ariel, for Shemaiah, and for Elnathan, and for Jerib, and for Elnathan, and for Nathan, and for Zechariah, and for Meshulam, chief men, also for Jorarim and Elnathan, men of understanding. And I sent them with commandment into Edo, the chief of the at the place of Kashphia, And I told them what they should say unto Edu and to his brethren, the Nethinims, at the place of Kashphia, that they should bring unto us ministers for the house of our God. And by the good hand of our God upon us, they brought us, as a man of understanding, of the sons of Mahlai, the sons of Levi, the sons of Israel, and Sherebiah with his sons and his brother in 18, and Hashabiah, and with him Jeshiah of the sons of Merari, his brethren, and their sons 20. Also of the Nephaim, whom David and the princes had appointed for the service of the Levites, 220 Nephaim. All of them were expressed by name. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God, to seek of him a right way for us, and for our little ones, and for all our substance. For I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we had spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. And so we fasted, and besought our God for this, and he was entreated of us. Then I separated 12 of the chief of the priests, Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their brethren with them, and weighed unto them the silver and the gold and the vessels, even the offering of the house of our God, which the king and his counselors and his lords and all Israel there present had offered. Now I even weighed unto their hand 650 talents of silver and silver vessels, 100 talents, and of gold 100 talents, and 20 basins of gold of 1,000 drams, and 2 vessels of fine copper, precious as gold. And I said unto them, ye are holy unto the Lord. The vessels are holy also, and the silver and the gold are a freewill offering unto the Lord God of your fathers. Watch ye, and keep them until ye weigh them before the chief of the priests and the Levites and chief of the fathers of Israel at Jerusalem in the chambers of the house of the Lord. And so took the priests and the Levites the weight of the silver and the gold and the vessels to bring them to Jerusalem unto the house of our God. Then we departed from the river of Ahava on the 12th day of the first month to go unto Jerusalem. And the hand of our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemies, and of such as lay in wait by the way. And we came in Jerusalem, and abode there 3 days. Now, on the 4th day was the silver and the gold and the vessels weighed in the house of our God by the hand of Meremoth, the son of Uriah, the priest. And with him was Eleazar, the son of Phinehas. And with them was Jozabad, the son of Jeshua, and Noadiah, the son of Binua, Levites, by number and by weight of everyone, and all the weight was written at that time. Also the children of those that had been carried away, which were come out of captivity, offered burnt offerings unto the God of Israel, 12 bullocks for all Israel, 90 and 6 rams, 70 and 7 lambs, 12 he-goats for a sin offering. All this was a burnt offering unto the Lord. And they delivered the king's commission unto the chiefs, under the king's lieutenants, and to the governors on this side of the river. And they furthered the people and the house of God. That was Ezra chapter 8. Let's move on over to our final reading today in Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8 this morning. Acts chapter 8. And Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time there was a great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial, and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house, and haling men and women, committing them to prison. And therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere, preaching the word. And then Philip went down to the city of Samaria, and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame, were healed. And there was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simon, which beforehand in the same city used sorcery, and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. To whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And to him they had regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with his sorceries. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued to Philip, and wondered, beholding the miracles and the signs which were done. Now, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, Give me also this power, that whomsoever I lay my hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee, for I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness, and in the bond of iniquity. And then answered Simon, and said, Pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me. And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem, and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go towards the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Then he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all of her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near, and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the place of the scripture which he was reading was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearers, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speakest the prophet of this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Then Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Well, amen. That was our reading today for January 8th, 2022. Good morning, everybody. I see all your comments there. Make sure that you either comment or react. Give a thumbs up to this in order for you to get credit. First 100 days, we get a prize. 200 days, 365 days. It's going to be a good year this year. And so stay in the Word no matter what. But that said, let's close with a word of prayer today. Father in heaven, thank you so much. Again, for another day that you have given to us, God, we thank you so much that we were able to start our day in such a fashion as opening up your word and reading of just the grace upon grace, Lord, that you have given to so many. You gave grace to Noah in saving his family, Lord, from the flood. God, in such a wicked world, God, you showed your grace to him and his family, and we praise you for that. And Lord, such grace was given to those in the time of Israel and in Ezra, Lord. Even your hand of mercy was upon that group of believers at that time, even during those really, really hard times. And Lord, you led your people even through those dark times. And Lord, the time of Christ that we read about in Matthew, oh Lord, Jesus healing all of those sick people and those who were just inhibited by demons and the demonic, God, you have power over all of those things. And Lord, even Lord, as we read today of the Ethiopian eunuch who believed and was baptized and was gloriously saved, God, you have shown grace to all of them, and indeed you have shown grace to us who are in you today. And so, Lord, may we live in that grace today. Lord, may this time of reading be an encouragement to us, and may we honor you, Lord, in all things. We love you, and we commend this day to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good one, everybody. Stay in the Word. Bye now.